views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. Whoops, frog in my throat. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with David Freeman about his book, The Thought Exchange, A Practical Method of Moving Beyond Positive Thinking. And later in the show, David will be giving away a signed copy of The Thought Exchange. So be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, we're going to start out with our healing meditation, as we do each week. And today, I'd like for us to focus on sending love and healing to people who are in physical pain. And let's focus on giving them relief and hope for that pain to dissipate. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release that. Breath in and release it. Thank you for participating in that. Well, the saga of returning to the real job world continues. Last week, I shared the process I went through that led me from actually some fear, a lot of fear, to really being excited and looking forward to returning to the world of being an employee. Well, as things unfolded last week, I learned that I had a bit more to process and clear, which, you know, I think is normal. Everything is a process. And it was brought to my attention in a way that I couldn't ignore. I got food poisoning Wednesday night, and I was acutely ill, one of those things where you're up all night throwing up. And in my heart, I knew it really wasn't about eating bad food, but that something else was going on for me. And fortunately, it all got sorted through quite quickly with the help of both my body talk practitioner and my acupuncturist. And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'll share more about recognizing when a physical ailment is something more and what to do about it. So be sure and stay tuned for that. And actually, I'd already planned on this light bulb moment based on my experience last week, but it plays right into what we're going to talk about today with our guest, David Freeman. So let me go ahead and introduce him to you. David Freeman is a film and theater composer, songwriter, author, lyricist, and conductor. David has written songs of inspiration, love, and hope that take on new emotional meaning in these challenging times. In recent years, David came to realize that his true mission in life is to help heal and enlighten people in whatever ways he can. With this in mind, David recently wrote a book entitled The Thought Exchange, A Practical Method of Moving Beyond Positive Thinking, and spends a great deal of time traveling around the country, lecturing, giving concerts, and teaching thought exchange principles in workshops and private sessions. Let's welcome David Friedman to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, David.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Well, I am excited to have you here because everything is always about me, just like it is for all of us.
Of course.
And part of what I've been going through in the last week when I was reading the book over the weekend, I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious, this relates so directly to what's going on for me physically right now. So I was really excited to read it. But before we dive into that, I just want to make sure we tell people, and we'll mention this a couple more times during the show, but you're out on this book and concert tour, and you're actually going to be in Bellevue at the Unity Church doing both a talk and a workshop on March 30th.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, March 30th, the talks, I think the services are 9 and 11, and the Thought Exchange workshop is at 1 o'clock. It's 1 to 3. The price is $20, but nobody is turned away for lack of funds.
So I just want to make sure everybody in the Seattle area who's listening hears that, because I'm definitely going to make sure that I can get to that because I need it.
Yes, we do this work because we do need it. Now, it's interesting that you are talking about what you're going through physically, because the actual title of the book is The Thought Exchange, Overcoming Our Resistance to Living a Sensational Life. And the word sensational is something that we often leave out of New Thought. We think it's mind and everything should feel good and stuff like that. But in fact, everything comes with physical experiences, with sensations that are actually the most important part of it and the key to healing by being with those sensations. So I'm very interested to hear that you're having a sensational life.
Yes. Well, well, let's talk about that for a minute, because I'm trying to think of how best to do this. If I want you to just kind of talk, I'm going to have you talk for a minute about how the thought exchange really is somewhat different, or it adds an additional component to the law of attraction as we normally think about it. And
right.
Then we can use me as an example, maybe.
Right. Why don't we heal you during this radio show? Then it will have served its purpose.
I would love
to
that.
So this is what happens. I started Thought Exchange. It evolved over a period of time because I was running a workshop of people who were trying to attract things and trying to affirm. And what I noticed was that, you know, we all know that you take on a positive thought and positive things happen. You hold that positive thought. We talk about attracting things. I don't believe in the law of attraction. I believe in the law of noticing, because everything is already right here. There's nowhere to attract it from. It's all inside of you. We just have to notice that.
Right.
And so what happened was I noticed that we all understand these principles, and we're committed spiritual practitioners. We're not lazy. We're not stupid. And yet we try to hold the positive thoughts, and we can't do it. We keep jumping away from them. And I thought, there's got to be a good reason why this is happening. This is, just can't be coincidence, or that we're just not doing it right. And what I began to look at was that when you take on a positive thought, if that positive thought has been associated with some trauma or upset when you were a child, then the moment you take on that thought, you're going to feel discomfort. So, for instance, if you were slapped across, if you as a child said, I can do this, and somebody slapped you across the face, then when you say, I can do it, you're going to feel physically uncomfortable. You're going to feel a tightness in your chest, or a burning in your cheek, or a pulling back. And that's going to feel uncomfortable. And what happens is we get those sensations, and we think that that means we have the wrong thought. Since the thought is actually generating those sensations, we say, well, let me get away from that thought. And we go to, I can't do it. And then that's the thought that plays. And so we think that we're supposed to be comfortable. And a lot of people say, you'll know you're on the right track when you feel comfortable. Baloney. Right. I say when you get what you want, you're going to feel so uncomfortable you won't know what to do with it, possibly,
yes.
if what you want has some element of the past. And the thing about it is when we can be with these sensations, there is what I call the inner child, but not in the usual sense of our playful inner child and stuff like that. Every time something happens to a child, it's not that something upsetting happened. It's that it was not seen and mirrored by an adult. So the child was left with an uncomfortable sensation, and the child has no choice but to try to get away from it. And the way it gets away from it, you know, it touched the stove, it was hot, so the child says, I'll never touch the stove again. So the child said, I love you, and someone smacked it, and the child says, I will never say I love you again.
Right.
When you do say I love you, the child feels pain. The point is, somebody... You will never fix that child. You will never heal that child. It doesn't need to be fixed or healed. It needs to be seen and felt. So when you can look at your inner child and go, oh, my goodness, of course you feel that way when I say I love you. You were hurt. I can't make that not have happened, but I can be with you. And so that may come up. Like, I'm a performer. I never go on a stage where my hands aren't shaking and my heart isn't pounding, but I know that those are the sensations I have, and I'm with them. They don't stop me from going on the stage. So there's this erroneous notion that we have to get rid of these things. Imagine if a child came up to you and said, I feel very frightened, and you said, cancel, I release you. Or you lock the child in the closet because it's interfering with your career. That's what we are doing to our own inner child.
Right.
And so there's a chance people are saying, oh, God, I have this stupid idea, or it's ridiculous, or I hate this. You are talking to a child and treating the child in the same way it was treated during the trauma. So we have to take on a thought, whatever thought we want, and stop and feel whatever sensations come up, even if they don't make sense. Even if, you know, you think, why am I feeling so uncomfortable? I'm
right.
taking on a positive thought. And when we can feel the sensations that go with it, not only can we keep the positive thought and see the results we want, but we are actually healing our entire past, not by getting rid of it, not by releasing it, but by embracing it, incorporating it,
right.
put into the body.
Integrating it, basically.
Yes, exactly,
yeah.
Because you will always know. You will never not have been hit by that car.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're already at our first break. I can tell this is going to be a quick hour, but let's take our break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the concept, and then we'll talk some about me as an example. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Ireland, my own dear native land. It's breaking my heart.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
The tears do fall. I'm on my way to America. Will I e'er see home once more?
Well, thank you for that Irish tune. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I didn't say that to anybody when we first started, but Benny and I are both wearing green. Are you wearing green, David?
I am not, and someone pointed that out to me today. I'm in San Diego, and it's very sort of, you know, I don't know. Hard to feel St. Patrick's Day when I'm in New York. I feel it.
Beware of the pinchers.
Yeah.
Well, we are back on the Laura Longley Show, and I'm talking with David Friedman, who is the author of The Thought Exchange. And before we talk more about the process and the concepts, David, why don't you just share with people how they can find out more about you, find the book, all that great stuff.
Well, there are two ways. There is thethoughtexchange.com, and that has everything Thought Exchange. You can get the book. There's a documentary on my work. There's an audio book. You can, of course, get it on Amazon and iTunes and all that stuff. But there's also my website, Midder, M as in Mary, I-D-D-E-R, music.com, tells you everything you ever wanted to know about me, all about my shows, all about my songs, all about, you know, this whole other aspect. In fact, those are my main career. This flowed out of the healing writing I did. I just realized that it's sort of all the same. So
right.
These are those two websites. And I do give, on the website, you can find out about my regular workshops in New York and my schedule around the country. I'm now on a 5-week tour all over the West Coast and the Midwest, hitting 9 cities in 5 weeks.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's quite, it's exciting. I'm having a great time.
It is exciting.
Yeah,
it is very exciting. And just a reminder that David will be in Bellevue at the Unity Church on March 30th, Sunday, March 30th. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm sure that if nothing else, I know that Bellevue Unity has a website where people can find out that information as well.
Give you all the times and everything.
Yeah. So let's go back and talk some more about what you came to realize about what blocks us sometimes from really being able to manifest what we want. And that is that when we start thinking the thoughts that will bring us to that, we get these uncomfortable sensations and we are unconscious of this, but we don't like them. And so we quit thinking the thought that creates them.
Yes. And that's what the inner child's modus operandi was. Now, you see, there's another level to this, which is, if you look at who you really are, you experience sensations which are invisible and located nowhere. In other words, a sensation, you might say my arm hurts, but the experience of the arm hurting is invisible. It's just your experience.
Right.
And then you experience thoughts. You notice thoughts. So I always ask people, notice your sensations, whatever they are. Don't try and change them or relax. Just notice them. Notice you're tight, you feel a sinking feeling, your heart is pounding. Then notice your thoughts, whatever they are. Then notice your sensations, notice your thoughts, and then ask yourself, who's noticing all this? And you will realize that who you are is an invisible, neutral consciousness that lives in a world of infinite invisible possibility, which is the only place that everything is infinite. You know, things temporarily appear. But every song that I've written, I didn't write it. The song was already there. I just reached in and picked that combination of notes that already exist. And when you sing my song, it's temporarily visible, and now all my songs are in the invisible again. So we are invisible noticers. We're noticing thoughts and we're noticing sensations. Now, if we have an opinion about those thoughts, that is not the opinion of the noticer or the experiencer. That is an opinion that the noticer is noticing. So that is 100% of your experience in the world. If something happens in the world, the only way you experience it is through thoughts and sensations in yourself. So when people say you're creating the world, this is a very important misconception. We do not cause things to happen. We do not cause $1 million to appear or cause someone to leave us. We experience the entire world as our own thoughts and sensations. Everything's here, and what we see inside of us is what our experience is. $1 million is only experienced as sensations and thoughts. And so the only danger you're ever in is that you will have thoughts and sensations.
Right.
And so, you know, as I like to say, I don't even know. I can't prove that I'm talking to you right now. I do know that I experienced it, but you might not be there. If I was dreaming, you wouldn't be there.
That's true.
And so it's all, and then people say, well, it's so lonely, there's only you. And I say, no, everybody else is inside of me. That's the only place I experience them. So all the people are actually in me. The whole universe is in me. And so when you know this, it gives you a different perspective on holding a thought. And when you can hold a thought and experience sensations, the entire unlimited possibilities of the universe are not only available to you, they are yours right now. Because all that can happen is, if you know, if you're holding the thought that you have a job that you want, all that happens, if you see in front of you, because the world is just a mirror of your thought, that you don't have a job, experience that. Notice that your thought has shifted to, I can't get a job. Go back into what I call the great unmanifested, where everything exists, and see the job. It's here. And you are having the experience of having a job. The same experience. Now, it's interesting. When we hold a thought like, I have a job, and we notice, Fritz, are you in the process of trying to get a job?
I am, but what's happening for me is really more about fear of getting a job, not fear of not getting a job.
So what is your thought about what you would,
What I would like is I would like a job where I am valued and appreciated for who I truly am.
Great. All right. So hold the thought. This is a perfect one. Hold the thought. I go into the unmanifested where everything exists, the invisible world where everything is. So are you in there?
Okay.
Okay. Now I'd like you to go in there and look around and find a baboon and tell me when you see a baboon there. Got it?
Yep.
See yourself doing the twist on the rings of Saturn. Say, got it.
I got it.
Right. I didn't say actually do the twist. I said see it in the unmanifested. So, see, you don't know what it is. You don't know how it is. But see yourself having a job where you are appreciated for the value that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
See that.
Yep.
Notice what you feel in your body when you think about that, whether there's any place that's uncomfortable when you think about that.
Yes.
So where are you uncomfortable?
I feel fluttery in my chest, and I feel nauseous.
That's right. And now notice if any thoughts come up about why you can't have that.
Because, yes, thoughts do come up about it. And
right.
Because my experience in the past has been that I am rejected or punished for being who I am.
Right. Are you still holding the vision of the job?
No.
Seeing it?
No.
Right. You have let it go. Go back to the vision.
Okay.
Hold the vision and see if you can hold the vision while having the fluttery chest.
Yes, I can.
And see if you can hold the vision while having the thought that in the past I haven't really hurt.
That's harder.
All right. See if you can do it. And remember, the unmanifested, it's there. You can't make it not be there.
Right.
So you know that that is there no matter what you think or what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So you are seeing that. And what comes with that vision, that knowing, is a fluttering chest and thoughts that it can't happen because in the past it hasn't.
Right.
Where you are now, now get this very clear,
mm-hmm.
you are now experiencing what it is like for you to have the job of your dreams.
Okay.
When you have the job of your dreams, your chest will be fluttering.
Yes.
And you will be having the thought that you can't because you never did in the past.
Okay.
That's what will be there.
Okay.
And what happens is people say, well, this must not be the job of my dreams because I have that thought.
Right.
So they go to that thought and then, huh, guess what? They are unappreciated because that's what they see. So what people don't realize is you have to be able to be with that stuff. That's what comes with the job. People keep saying, oh, no, I'll have the job of my dreams because I feel totally comfortable, totally relaxed. How could somebody feel that way? You know, it's like one of the things I talk about. This is an example of this. I always say, let's say there's a married couple and the husband has cheated on the wife and they've decided to stay together. And it's 4 years later and the wife says, you know, I'm afraid you're going to cheat on me again. And the husband says, it's been 4 years and we've been fine. When are you going to get over this?
Right.
The answer is never.
Right.
The only answer the husband can give is, of course you're afraid I'm going to cheat on you. I cheated on you 4 years ago. I'm not cheating now, but I understand. 40 years from now, the wife could say, I'm afraid you're going to cheat on me. And the husband could say, 40 years ago, he has to say, of course you're afraid. 40 years ago, I cheated on you. So what's happening is we're trying to make all the painful things go away.
Right.
We have a child sitting there who, what could that child possibly think sitting in any job, but they're going to turn on me, they're going to hate me, they're going to whatever. That child needs you to see that it thinks that. It doesn't need you to cover it up and push it down. If you do, the child, in its effort to get you to see it, will create the same thing in front of
right.
you. If you then try and fight it off,
right.
the child says, oh, my God, I've been trying to get her attention. And she keeps fighting off the thing I'm getting her attention for. Maybe I better make her sick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I better do something more. So what if you look and say, the job of my dream comes with my inner child's fluttery chest and all these thoughts about how it can't happen. And you could have a job for 40 years that is the job of your dreams if you can be with the fluttery chest and all the thoughts that it can't happen.
Well, you know what that just triggered for me is I can remember years ago reading somewhere that, you know, CEOs of companies, it's like, you know, some huge percentage of them always thought they could be fired tomorrow.
That's
every
right.
day. And so,
right.
yeah, so they went through their entire life as that CEO, always with that fear. And it's the
and
same
thing.
The
reason thing. They can be CEOs is because they could tolerate it.
Right.
You know, it's like that joke about the guy who says, I deserve a raise, but my boss won't give it to me. I know he won't because he hates me and he's so stupid and I should have this raise. But by the time he gets to the boss, he says, keep your damn raise.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's the thing you see. Like, for instance, huge stars. Barbara Streisand is not less nervous than I am. She's probably more nervous than I am. She's willing to be that nervous
right.
in order to be what she wants to be.
Exactly. And you know, and part of what it reminds me of, too, is that someone told me a few years ago, and I believe this is true, that, you know, the chemical reaction in our body that gets triggered when we feel fear is the same as excitement. And
well, I always tell that joke in my classes. I say, if you came to me and said, I can't breathe, my heart is pounding 90 miles an hour, my head is spinning, and I feel like I'm going to faint, I'd say, oh, are you having an orgasm? And if you were in bed with someone you were really happy with, you would be delighted to feel that way.
No
if
kidding.
You were standing in front of a crowd, you would think it was a panic attack. So I like to say I always have an orgasm when I speak or perform.
Well, on that note, it is time to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to give away a free copy of David's book, The Thought Exchange. And you can get ready to call in for that. I'll give the number when we return. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We'll be right back.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with David Friedman, the author of The Thought Exchange, and right now we're going to give away a free signed copy of the book to the first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you want a copy of David's book, and I tell you, it really is a great book. I really got a lot out of it. Call in now at 800-930-2819 and give Benny your information, and we'll get that sent right out to you. So, David, one of the things I want to talk about, because we didn't really talk about it and it is important, is the difference between feelings and sensations, because we're talking about how something feels in my body, not an emotion as a feeling.
Well, the thing about it is, you see, the core of this work is sensations. It is pure experience. What we call feelings are actually thoughts about our sensations. In other words, someone will say, I'm very angry, and I'll say, how do you know that? And they'll say, well, I have a tightness in my chest. I go, well, why does that mean you're angry? That could mean you're in love.
Right.
That could mean you're... So what we do is we have a sensation, and in a certain way, in order to avoid it, we name it. And now standard therapeutic practice is, you know, you're angry, get it out. Well, now you're trying to get rid of what your inner child is remembering and feeling.
Right.
So what we want to do is, notice, I would suggest sometimes going through the day and instead of saying what happened, saying what your experience is. So instead of saying, I went out and I had a conversation, say, I went out and my chest was tight and then my stomach was shaking and then my heart was pounding. And don't decide what it means.
Right. Don't decide that it's a good thing or a bad thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. We are experiential, invisible consciousness is located nowhere, experiencing thoughts and sensations. That is all we are. When something happens, sometimes people win an Oscar and they experience a complete emptiness. Sometimes people feel totally full when they're just sitting and they have no money and they have whatever. It has nothing to do, there's no meaning to it. There's just experience. The meaning is the experience. And so, yes, people say, and usually when you ask people what sensations they're having, they tell you what they're thinking. Like if I say, what sensation are you having? People say, I'm afraid.
Right.
I go, no. What's tingling? What's tight? You're deciding you're afraid because we've developed all these tactics for moving away from sensations. Sensations are the truth in us. They ground us. They're here. We're just here with it. Everything else, we're sort of running from our own experience, and that is very disconcerting.
Well, and I really love, and I know we touched on this very briefly, but I want to bring it up again. I love the point that none of these sensations are going to, in themselves, harm us.
No.
I'm not going to die from having nausea or a tight chest.
Right. Well, you know, there's a wonderful story that I was winning a Lifetime Achievement Award for music, and Lucy Arnaz was presenting it to me, and we were backstage.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We were pacing the floor nervously. You know, she had to go on and talk about me, and I had to go on and sing and stuff. And she suddenly turns to me, and she does thought exchange, and she said, okay, thought exchange. What are my sensations? She said, my throat is tight, my stomach is churning, and my hands are shaking. And just at that moment, the announcer said, ladies and gentlemen, won't you welcome the one, the only, Miss Lucy Arnaz? And she looked at me and she said, well, I can go out there with that. She walked out. And she was brilliant and funny and delightful. And that really, when you look at it, yes, sensations and thoughts cannot harm us. And if we just have them, they are the only result of anything happening. Nothing can diminish infinite possibility. Infinite possibility cannot go away. And it's funny because people say, oh, I want to get $1 million. $1 million doesn't mean you're not going to get sick at the next minute or your partner's
right.
not going to leave you or whatever. There's no, all there is the present. And nothing can diminish that no matter what happens. You know, that wonderful expression, you know, it always turns out okay in the end. So
yep.
if it's not okay, it's not the end.
Yep.
I mean, there's nothing can diminish that. And who you are is that infiniteness. Who you are is an invisible, unassailable experiencer who just notices thoughts and sensations. You cannot be hurt. You can just experience. And any experience that happens, if you toss a coin 5,000 times, the odds of, and it's heads 5,000 times, the odds of tossing tails on the next toss are still 50-50. But someone who tossed a coin 5,000 times and got heads would give up and say, I only tossed heads, even though the odds have not changed.
Right.
We always have that infiniteness in us if we can notice that we are observers experiencing sensations and experiencing thoughts, and that's all that's ever happening. But then we make decisions about it to get away. Every sensation we stay away from cuts off a piece of the infinite that's available to us. It's still there, but we won't look at it.
You know, when I was reading the book, too, it also reminded me of something that an understanding I had come to that was very similar, and then I kind of forget sometimes. And I, in the past, have been someone who was very anxious, and I would lots of times wake up in the morning feeling anxious, and my, you know, then of course you start looking for, why do I feel anxious? What's the meaning, right? And when I quit doing that and I just allowed the physical sensations, then they did go away.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, and that was something that I had learned, oh, maybe 4 years ago. But, you know, I think we tend to forget and we have to get reinforced with it.
Right. And it comes back. You know, you have a stressful time and suddenly you're feeling that way again.
Yeah.
And you just work with it again.
Right.
But I want you to, I know we're starting to come to the end.
Yeah.
I want you to hold the vision of that job. You don't know what it is, but
right.
you are at a job where you are valued.
Yes.
And where you are supported. And I want you to practice staying with the discomfort in your body that comes when you think that thought, and I want you to practice holding, staying with all the thoughts that you can't have this that come up.
Okay. So I can stay with the thought that I can't have it.
While staying with the vision.
Okay.
See, the vision is the truth. The vision is, in the unmanifested, this totally exists.
Right.
Then all these thoughts come up with that vision, which do not in any way diminish that it is possible to have this.
Okay. Okay. So we just acknowledge the thoughts.
That's right.
Okay.
Acknowledge them and feel the sensations of the child and really think the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Notice, I'm about to go out on stage and I'm thinking I'm going to drop dead.
Right.
And go out on stage. And, you know, I used to say when I talked, I said, you know, as I was talking here so eloquently, there were 12 moments where I thought I was going to have a stroke.
So, you know, I think it's so great for people to hear that, too, though, because I think we do think, especially of performers, that, you know, they're just all fine and dandy and comfortable up there, you know, so it's great. It's great to hear that you're not.
Yeah. Oh, no. We are all feeling whatever we're feeling. We are feeling it and we have decided to do it anyway.
Yeah,
yes.
Do it anyway.
Yes.
So it is time for us to wrap up, and I've so loved having you here and loved our conversation. But before you go, please tell people again where they can find the book and where they can find you.
You can find the book, The Thought Exchange, on Amazon.com. You can find it on thethoughtexchange.com, where you can also find my documentary. You can find all sorts of things you want to know about me, information about it. You can also find I do a regular workshop. I'm traveling for a month, but on Tuesday nights I do a singing workshop with Thought Exchange. On Wednesday nights I do a regular Thought Exchange in New York. Both of these are in New York. And I travel around the country, and I do these workshops. I'm always available to speak at Unity churches. I do a lot of work with this, all sorts of things.
And and on that reminder that you will be here in the Seattle area at Bellevue Unity on March 30th.
Yes, I will. And I look forward to seeing you all there. I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. Thanks so much, David. I really enjoyed it. And thank you for your help.
My pleasure. And keep me posted as to how you're doing with
it. I will. And enjoy San Diego.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, David. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to share this week's light bulb moment, which is a little bit more about the physical things that were going on for me and are still going on for me around finding this new job or getting a new job during this week's light bulb moment. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show on a happy St. Patrick's Day. And my guest today was David Friedman, the author of The Thought Exchange. And I really appreciated David helping me work through my issue using the process. And you can find out more about The Thought Exchange at thethoughtexchange.com. Well, I am going to share a little bit more about this physical problem I've been having. David did help me work through some of it, but I want to share with you also more about what I've been noticing about it and what it's what's helped me with it. So I want to start by saying that I believe that physical ailments are always the manifestation of something else, and it's a clue for us to pay attention. And so the timing of me having this food poisoning incident, and I'm calling it that rather than the flu because I felt like there was a direct connection to something I ate, but it happened Wednesday night. It came on Wednesday night last week, and it just so happened that I had a job interview scheduled for Thursday, the following day, which I ended up having to reschedule because I was so sick. And so to me, it was like the timing of it, it just was not coincidence. And that's part of what led me to go, okay, what is this really about? And fortunately, it just so happened that on Thursday, I also had a session scheduled with my body talk practitioner. And gratefully, it was later in the day so that I at least was up and moving by the time it was time to go. And so I didn't want to miss it because I did feel like there was something going on for me beyond being physically sick. And so I said this to my practitioner and she said, well, what do you think it is? And I said, I think it's about going back and getting this job. And it just so happened that the interview that I had scheduled is the first interview that I've had. And so that's like the first hurdle, right? So now it's becoming real that I'm going back into the employee world. And I asked her, what does throwing up, is that about purging things? And she says it can be, but it also can be that you can't stomach something. And what I connected with there was that I couldn't stomach the idea of being treated the way that I had been at times in the past. Not always. I mean, I didn't always have a horrible job. I mean, there were lots of times I had a good job, but there were some traumas for me also in that field. And I couldn't stomach the idea of not being myself anymore in that work. And so what we did was we worked on my belief about being able to show up fully as myself and be accepted. And that really helped me a lot. And I continued to feel nauseous over the next several days. And I actually still am feeling nauseous today. And it, again, just so happened that I had a session with my acupuncturist scheduled for Sunday. And so when I went in, I told her about what was going on with that. And she did some things that, you know, just help with nausea, like ginger helps with nausea. So that helped. But what it came back to was not just these traumas that I had had in the work world, but it really came back to my core childhood wound, which happened when I was six. And it's all about not belonging, being excluded, not being part of the group. And I had not clued into that before. And so that was really helpful for me. And she gave me a whole process to go through. She does a lot more than just put needles in. We went through a whole visioning exercise with, you know, with my younger self. And that's why this piece that David was talking about today, about these bodily sensations really coming from childhood wounds. And we don't even have to know what they are. In this case, I happen to know what it is, but I don't even have to know what it is. And just allowing them and accepting them really kind of being what we need for that child to just feel heard and seen, and that they did go through this really difficult time, and that you care about that. You're not just leaving them hanging out there like I felt when I was six. So I am very grateful that my body alerts me when something's not right. And I don't mean not right physically, but not right internally, and that I've learned to pay attention to it. And this has been really an ongoing process for me. I would say over the last 5 years or so, I've not been someone who in the earlier stages of my life was very in touch with my body. So this has been really great for me. And I do feel that, you know, having David as a guest today with the thought exchange was so perfect because it played right into what was going on for me. And there are no coincidences. So let's talk a minute for our light bulb moment about how my experience with all this, you can apply that. And let's talk about what is your body telling you, paying attention to your body and learning that it's giving you information. So again, I believe that physical ailments are the manifestation of something emotional. And many of you who are listening to this show probably are familiar with the book, You Can Heal Your Life, that was the first book written by Louise Hay. And that's really what kind of launched her and everything that's become this huge, huge thing of Hay House and all of the wonderful books that they now publish. It all started from her book, You Can Heal Your Life. And when you're first starting out with figuring out what's going on in your body, I think that that book can be incredibly helpful. I've had a copy of it for 25 years, and even now I go back to it. And I will say I did this morning go and look at what nausea or throwing up is, and throwing up is violently rejecting an idea. And so I think I was like violently rejecting the idea of not going back to work, but being in an environment where I wasn't accepted. So you can get that book, and that can help you figure out what's going on in your body. And then just as David Friedman talked about today, feel the sensations. What are the physical sensations in your body? And you can ask your higher self, what is needed or wanted? What is this about? What is it that you want me to notice or pay attention to? And finally, another thing that you can do is you can see an energy practitioner, because it is all about energy moving in our bodies. And both body talk and acupuncture are energy practices or energy modalities. And, you know, I obviously felt like having both of those practitioners just happened to be on my schedule was incredibly helpful for me. But there are other energy techniques such as Reiki, EFT moves energy as well. There are lots of different ways that you can look at energy in your body. And so that's something else that you might find to be helpful. And over time, you'll get attuned to what your body is telling you when it is ill or when you have sensations that don't feel all that great. You will know that, okay, there might really be, like for me, I did eat something that was bad that caused me to throw up, but there's a reason that I did. So what was that about for me? I want to thank my guest today, David Friedman, for sharing such great information and helping me through my own process on how we can exchange thoughts to create more happiness. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I hope you had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day and are continuing to. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a thoughtful week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.